You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
While organizing a protest can be a lot of hard work and planning, the Carnival Band likes to keep things upbeat. From protesting against APEC to genetically modified food to the Olympics, the Carnival Band has been supporting Vancouver protesters for over a decade. Tim Sars is a longtime band member and is now one of the musical directors of the Carnival Band, and he joins me in the studio. Welcome, Tim.
Thank you for having me, Mordecai.
And just on a personal note, thanks for being in many of the demonstrations I've been in and lifting the spirit and the energy of myself and those around that are listening to it. So congrats for that.
Anytime. I'm here for you.
How did the Carnival Band get started?
Got started a long time ago, before I was in the band, about 10 years ago. A gentleman by the name of Dan Vai started the band, and it was initiated as a protest band. And it kind of grew out of that spirit. And Dan hired a couple pro musicians in town, Mark Osex and Ross Barrett, to lead the band. And that's where its roots came from. Then both those leaders had a lot of roots in Vancouver. So there's a lot of history even before the band. But the Carnival Band's just had its 10th year birthday party, and yeah, people that join the band are often activists. And yeah.
It's, you know, the band as such, I mean, it has a tradition, not the Carnival Band, but marching bands have a tradition of being very establishment. I mean, I think, you know, many people, if you'd ask them about a marching band, they might think of people in military uniforms or some kind of, you know, image of America in that way. So what makes it protest, a Carnival Band?
Yeah, right. It's a funny thing, actually, even the word marching. A lot of people in this scene, because it's quite a huge scene, the activist street band movement in North America, there's a lot of bands. Almost every city's got their own band. You know, we live in our bubble of Vancouver, but these same types of things are going on all over North America. We're just at a festival with a whole bunch of these bands, and there's a few people there that are really against the word marching. We're walking or we're dancing. We're not marching. Yeah.
And Carnival conveys that spontaneity and a free spirit as opposed to a externally disciplined spirit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We're really out there trying to be supportive in a positive way, lift people's spirits, keep things upbeat, and keep the protests positive so that it doesn't get too heavy and negative, and we're really opposed to violence as a band. That's a big part of it. That's what we feel our role is to keep the police aware that these aren't aggressive people in the protest. This is a peaceful protest. We're there to have peaceful protests for sure.
You've obviously played in Vancouver mainly, but you've played in protests in other cities. Is there a difference?
Yeah, right. We were just in Seattle, and we were there for a festival. We go there every year, and they often hook us up with a protest. I guess there's so many protests going on that every time we go down, it seems that they get us kind of a gig to protest early Saturday morning. So we were there doing a demonstration. It was lobbying to the government kind of to get the immigration laws loosened up, I guess. It was all in Spanish, so I couldn't really understand what was going on. But it was a good cause, and it was really fun, really great bunch of people. It's different, though, when you're down in Seattle, when you're down in the States. There's differences. Here, we've got a long history of peaceful protest. Often, the protests we're doing are legally sanctioned by the city, so you got your police escort, and you don't have that in the States, it seems, that often. I mean, maybe there's cops there, but here it's almost like the police are there to to help you because they know it's a legal protest and we have every right to protest. Hopefully that'll never change, and hopefully we can spread that down south a little.
In Europe, are there carnival bands or similar kind of protest bands that also play? Because, you know, the role of the police varies from time to time, not just from country to country.
Right. Yeah, I'd say so. We've been to Europe, too, and played with a lot of these bands. I guess it's different. I wouldn't say I haven't done any protests in Europe, so I'm not that experienced. What I see in the media, you know, is it's bigger. We're talking at a festival in Boston, an activist street band festival. We get these little workshops going on. So we're workshopping on how to deal with being in protests. And interesting thing I learned about Europe is they got all these samba bands. And they'll do drum calls that signal different parts of the protest because these protests are just so huge in Europe. They're just ginormous, right? So the samba band will do a rhythmic cue, letting people know in the protest that there's tear gas or something. They've got a whole bunch of different call and responses and letting other bands know what's going on. There's a lot of musical communications, pretty interesting.
That's very neat.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah.
How do you write protest songs? Because you're playing music, but it isn't just, picking up sheet music from anywhere.
Sometimes it is. We've got an Italian revolutionary song we always play. We always yell before it. We yell, "Free the Italians!" Which is, maybe it's kind of poignant right now. I don't know. But we're writing music that's accessible to people that they can memorize quickly. I don't think we would say that we'd go when we're writing a tune. We're not really thinking, I'm going to write this song to protest. We're writing music for a community band, and these people are at all different musical levels. We want to make it accessible to people, fun to play, and easy to memorize. So we don't want to be reading sheet music as we walk down the road. So we've got our own little formulas how to do that.
Yeah. How do you recruit people into the band? Because there's a large number of people in the band, and it's a lot of time and energy. And
yeah, it's huge. We're getting around 30 to 45 people come out to rehearsals on a weekly basis. It's really big. It's really exciting, and it is a lot to manage. So we're a nonprofit, and we have people that I'm lucky right now. I get to like do the music, and I just go in and do my thing. And there's a lot to it, but any big organization, it's there's a lot of little details that you don't see. I'd like to just quickly say that that goes for protests as well. You see these big protests, and they seem kind of ad lib and wild, and there's the carnival band and it's all wild, but there's a lot of energy behind the scenes with the protest. I often don't communicate with the people putting on the protest and organizing the protest. There's somebody else in the band dealing with that, you know, sitting in front of a computer and all that work. Yeah.
One other musical question.
Yeah.
What instruments are most necessary, and what instruments that you would like to have but may have fewer people who play who could be part of the band?
Well, if there's any trombone players out there, we've got a couple trombone players. We got a new girl in the band playing trombone, but we're just down in Seattle, and all these bands had trombone sections, and we didn't have one trombone player. So if you want to come out to Britannia Community Center on a Monday evening at the Senior Center, bring your trombone. Really good instruments are loud instruments, brass instruments. I play sax. My dad plays sax. We got a lot of tubas right now. We got a lot of trumpets. We got a lot of saxophones, and we got a ton of drums, and it's working really great. We actually have somebody from your radio station.
Mark Lindy.
Mark Lindy. Yes. He's one of our tuba players. He's very dedicated.
And Mark does music once a month for Red Eye.
Right.
He has his own program here. Yeah. No, so that's neat. And it's a real crossover between us. How do you decide which causes you'll support and which ones you give a pass to?
Yeah, that's really tricky, right? Because we have to make money too to sustain our society, to keep things rolling, right? So we're often in these situations where, what do we do? Like, the Olympics was just here, and we're playing all the protests, and then the Olympics approaches us, and somebody in the band, you know, we're it's a diverse group of people. So somebody in the band's like, do we want to take this gig? And it's like, well, we don't believe in the cause, and there's no real money in it. So, you know, so it's tricky. And that's an interesting thing too. This whole, it's a really tricky thing, dealing with money and music and people's beliefs, and it gets touchy. And I'm in a funny camp where I really feel like I'll play for a lot of different people, because I think it's almost good to have your presence there. Like, let's say Stephen Harper's in town and he needs some little jazz band in the corner. Well, maybe we don't want to get the straightest jazz band. Like, maybe we don't want to get a bunch of conservatives that play music. Maybe it's good to get some lefties in there. And there's a lot you can do with music. And when you're in a room, when you're in like a convention or something, and you're in that room, it's really quite obvious that you're from a different circle. But we definitely need to say no to some things that are just too much not in our mandate or whatever.
Do you decide by a consensus, a vote, or?
Yeah, we do. We have a board and everything, but stuff like that, these types of gigs usually get brought to the band by somebody in the band, because we're a totally diverse band. We're open to anybody joining. So we got all sorts of people in the band. Maybe somebody in the band doesn't share the same political views and brings a gig to the band that 90% of the band is totally opposed to. And that's okay. And it's good to get it, to bring it up. And somebody in the band told me the other day, wouldn't it be nice if we could just play music all the time? And that's what the band does for the community. It takes people, there's some people out there that join the band because they just needed a positive outlet. Anyhow.
Is that what attracts you? What gives you the energy?
Well, my dad is in the band. I feel like I was kind of born into it. So, I don't know. I didn't really have a choice.
But some people say, hey, my dad's there. That's the last place I want to be.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. He's a neat guy. We lived together for a long time, too. And so we're friends. We're kind of composition partners.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
I've been speaking with Tim Sars. He's one of the musical directors of the Carnival Band. And if you want more information about them, or if you play the trombone and want to be part of them, go to the website, thecarnivalband.com.